Hey, thanks for holding. Is this Kevin?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Kevin? Yeah, my name is Joey. I'm the pricing director here for Local Splash. How's your Monday going so far?
It's been pretty hectic, like most Mondays. Catching up from the weekend, yeah. But, doing well. Doing well.
Yeah, good. Well, I appreciate you asking. Yeah, I think it's all the way around. It's a typical Monday. It's always pretty busy for us and, you know, call in, call out basically for us. And I know you guys are a little bit more physical, but, you know, to each their own. And I'm glad you are at least doing all right and surviving the weekend. You were speaking with Zion there, and he actually does a great job, you know, kind of going over the program and setting you over to me so I can help you out with some pricing here. So before I do, I just want to double check. I mean, do you have, like, any questions or concerns about the program or, you know, what we could do to bring you more business besides the pricing?
I mean, it's primarily SEO, right? What it is?
Yep. So SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. That could be used for a variety of things. The way that we're using it here is through Google. So obviously Google's number one search engine on the planet. There's no close second. And what we do is that we'll create like a Google business profile. I was trying to find one for you, but we'll create a Google business profile for you. And then what we do is that we rank your business directly on the first page of Google, and you get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases, so basically 15 different jobs that you'll be able to, somebody can type in, and then we'll make sure that your business popping up on the first page.
Yeah, okay. I actually already have a business, a Google profile.
Okay,
A business, yeah. So,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. I'm trying to find it. Your business name is Concrete Craft of Central Houston?
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Okay. And are you out of, Houston, or is it coming up with a different area? Cause when I look up your business in Houston, there's nothing that's coming up here.
Yeah. It's proper Houston. And I don't know if the site is still under, review?
Oh, okay. Do you mean your website, or do you mean your Google business profile? Because those would be two different things.
Google business profile.
Okay, okay.
I think it's the corporate actually set one up for us, and I think it's going through a verification process. The last communication was, Google verification.
Yeah, double check that because, go ahead.
Last communication was February 15th.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's been a week, I guess.
About a week? Got it. Okay, cool. All right, good. So let me just make sure we're not stepping on anybody's toes because I don't know what the other company that you have is doing, but if they're creating the Google business profile for you, yeah, it usually takes like a week and a half. You have to get PIN verified. Did you get a letter in the mail from Google to get like that 5-digit PIN yet, or are you guys at that stage?
No, not yet.
Okay. Okay. No big deal. So basically what we would do is we would obviously facilitate that portion of it. We'd make sure that you're approved on Google. The company that you currently have right now that you said that you're communicating with, what exactly are they doing for you? Are they also ranking your business directly on the first page and optimizing your listing every single month, or are they just creating it for you?
They're just setting it up, and, our corporate has agreement with service providers to kind of keep that up to date. But I haven't committed to that. Yeah.
Got it. So are you a franchise, or when you're – because it sounds like you're not a –
I'm
like
a
sole
business.
Franchisee. Okay. I guess you're not the one that makes decisions on the marketing side of that business then, right? Or are you the one that's sole responsible for, like, you don't have to ask anybody for permission in order to do any of your marketing?
I do not.
No, you don't. Got it. Okay. All right. I was going to say, because we wouldn't be able to work with somebody that has to ask for permission that's a franchisee because they usually already have that stuff contracted. It's already locked in. They're already current.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it just doesn't make too much sense. Okay, got it. Okay, so is this something that you're interested in then? Like, is that something that the other company is doing as far as getting you on the first page of Google and doing your marketing on that? Or are you interested in having somebody actually do that for you?
No, I guess, depending on, I guess, the cost.
Right, exactly.
You let me know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, perfect, okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to get into the weeds of things and, you know, come to find out we can't work with you or anything like that, so. But yeah, this is perfect. So, okay, so yeah, when it comes to the pricing, basically, Kevin, like I mentioned to you earlier, we can only work with one company per industry per area, which means that once we work with you, we actually can't work with anybody else that does like any type of like concrete or, you know, any other services that you guys are currently offering. The pricing is pretty straightforward. I'm looking at the discount here that they applied. I just approved it. So it's about a 50% discount. Normally it's $499 in order for us to get you listed on the first page of Google with those 15 keywords, but we are able to reduce it by half, and it'll only be $249 today. So basically, all it is $249 month to month. Normally, there's a $99 setup fee as well. I am going to waive that here for you if you're looking to do this today, just because if you already have somebody creating that Google Business profile for you, and if you already, I'm looking at a website here, I'm assuming this is yours. If it is, then what I can do is I can waive that $99 setup fee. So just today, right out the door, will only be $249. And I can explain to you what that's, you know, what's included in there, but I just want to make sure, is that something that was kind of in your ballpark?
Yeah, I think so. I think I could manage that.
Okay. So let me break down what it includes then for you. One, it'll include, obviously, we'll make sure that your Google Business profile is set up and ready to go. We can even find out exactly what stage you're at in that process, and we can take over from there, or they can just submit it, and then once your Google Business profile is created, we'll be able to work for it off of that as well. But basically, we'll already get you started day one. We'll get you submitted to the top five directories, so not only just Google, but also Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple. We handle all of your content creation for you. So you know how nowadays most people are searching on their phones rather than maybe searching on like a physical computer?
Mm-hmm.
So the way that optimized, like we were talking about before, SEO, it is different. So we make sure that if they're searching on an iPhone, an Android, a tablet, literally you name it, we make sure your business is popping up. Now you already have a website, and I'm assuming this is yours, concretecraft.com/central-houston.tx. Is that right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. So what we'll do is that we'll take this website, connect it to your Google Business profile, and what happens is that it piggybacks off of your first page placement. So it automatically gets your website directly on the first page. So when we get you on the first page and you get that increased traffic from all those keywords, that also helps organic listings for your website as well. So your organic traffic actually increases. So it helps your website too. But what we'll also do is we'll also make sure, and I was trying to find it here, do you guys have started a Facebook business page just yet?
Yes, I have.
You did? Perfect. Okay, cool. Have you guys tried doing like Facebook advertisements on there yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so you won't have to worry about that anymore. So what we'll do is that we will actually take your Facebook business page, and what we'll do is that we'll start doing SEO on there as well. So it'd be paid advertisements. So easiest way I can explain that is the exact same way that we're going to market your business on Google with those keywords. Let's say anybody that's typing those keywords in, and maybe they don't make a decision right then and there. Maybe they're searching other browsers and they don't make a decision right then and there. When they go back to their Facebook page, we'll cover that 40-mile radius for you. Anybody within that 40-mile radius, as they're scrolling on their main Facebook page, they'll start to see your advertisements pop up saying, hey, we saw that you're looking for somebody that does concrete work. Well, Concrete Craft in Central Houston does A, B, and C. It gives them a click-to-call option. They could call you directly. They'll be able to visit your Facebook business page, visit your website, visit your Google Business profile. We have all that set up ready to go, and we do that on their monthly as well. That will not change your monthly cost for us either. So everything I've mentioned is all included. It's the $249 a month, gets you your Google listing, the website piggyback, and then also for the Facebook advertisements as well. Okay?
And
any questions or concerns that you want me to? Yeah, all of it's included. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Anything you want me to elaborate on?
No, I mean, it's a lot. Do you have anything you can send over as a part of the statement of work so I can kind of better understand what it entails. I can tell you with Yelp, as simple as the concept seems, there is a lot of gotchas along the way. You know, the Yelp for, I signed on about 6 weeks ago and,
yep.
Haven't gotten one true lead. In fact, you know, most of the calls I get through Yelp are
yep.
other service providers soliciting their service. They're
yep.
using Yelp almost as a
yep.
lead generator.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so, I'm actually pretty familiar with that. I mean, you could probably even answer this better than I can explain it. So you got to think about it, right? You signed up with Yelp, right? And you probably signed up with Yelp so you can get more leads. Now, the problem with signing up with companies that you're lead dependent is that you have to go through that company in order for them to provide those for you. And what I mean by that is, you know, Yelp, what we do is that we'll get your business, it's your own business, listed directly on the first page of Google. And we allow the customers and clients in that area to see your business on the first page and call you guys directly. You get nothing through us. The only thing that we make sure is that we just make sure we're doing our part as far as the SEO goes. And then it's the community's
mm-hmm.
part that's going to pick and choose you.
Yeah.
But when it comes
yeah.
to Yelp, I mean, when's the last time that you decided
hey, Joe,
to Yelp something?
Hey, Joe,
right?
Yeah. Can you hang on just a second?
Uh-huh.
I think
yeah, yeah, yeah.
maybe an important call.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Put me on hold. I'll be here.
Okay. Hey, sorry about that, Joe.
No, that's okay. Everything all right?
Yeah. Another
okay.
solicitation. Yeah.
Dang. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay.
Let's move on from that. So basically, the point that I'm making here, is when it comes to Yelp, like when was the last time you decided to Yelp something? Like you don't, right? You don't search through Yelp to find services. What you do is that you go on Google. Right? And then on Google, you're typing that in. And then when Google comes up with those first page results, then they go to Yelp or Home Advisors or Angie's or, you know, whatever the other major services, you know, and your competitors that are all on there, right? So that's basically what we're offering. And that's why actually most people, they don't use Yelp. They don't use any other pay by lead services because they would rather put their own company on Google and let people call them directly. Rather than having
mm-hmm.
somebody provide something for them. So, you know, obviously that's the major benefit of the program. So, you know, I can send stuff to you as far as like if you want me to send you an email, if you want me to send you a text message with our website that has a full breakdown. You know, I do got to be honest with you that, you know, as soon as I hang up with you, you know, we're just looking to fill the position. So once we fill it, we fill it.
Yeah.
We can't work with anybody else. You know what I mean? It's the only way we can actually have somebody on the first page. Month in and month out is by working with one person. So
mm-hmm.
is there something that might be maybe holding you back from doing this today or?
I think there's just a lot going on today, all facets of the business. And I just want to make sure. So I do plan on actually terminating my contract with Yelp at the end of the month.
Okay.
So yeah, I can. I know there's no guarantee on your end that the spot will still be available at the end of the month, but I think that's probably the best time. And I want to do some research too. Like, what is the name of your company?
Yep. Yeah. Our company name is Local Splash. Like I said, I can send that to you. If you want
okay.
me, I can spend some time with you now. If that's what's holding you back from signing up, I can kind of walk you through our website and, you know, we're obviously all over Google. We got, I think we have like 900 reviews, 4.3 stars, things like that.
Yeah, and given that this is a franchise, I also want to run it by our marketing guy, director, just to make sure that, hey, you know, like, if there, is there any, you know, just to compare it with our in-house, not in-house, but, you know, we have a negotiated, partner for Google Business Profile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, that's why I asked you in the beginning. Instead of going through the weeds of things, you know, if you're able to make those decisions on your own, but it kind of sounds like you have to go through like your marketer because
I can make the decision. It's just that I kind of want to weigh out my options.
Of course. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
All right. Cool.
I mean, I could give you a credit card right now, but you know,
I see what you're saying.
I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Is there a contract involved here, or you can just cancel anytime?
No, yeah. So no contract, cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. Everything we do here is on a month-to-month service. Like I said, the most difficult part is the positioning. So, like, you know, we'll give you all the time in the world to weigh out your options, but setting up your Google is free. If you have a team that's currently spending a couple hours a day every day marketing yourself, might be better just staying with them, but with us, yeah, that's why there's no contracts. We don't need one. You know, we have a 97% success rate. Once somebody pays 30 days, you're going to pay month 2, 3, and 4 just because, you know, we have like verifiable facts as far as like the account manager. Like, we'll get you logged into your account manager, shows you everything. It shows you how many impressions you're getting, how many clicks you're getting, how many calls you're getting, where your calls are coming from. You know, once people start seeing how much it is per month versus how many calls and how many paying jobs that they're getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where the bread and butter comes from. So yeah, if you want us to move on to the next business, I most definitely can. And then I'll give you my information. I mean, you can try us in a month. I think the last time a position was available in your area here, Kevin, was probably like 2 years ago. So the person that actually left, he actually moved to a different state. So whenever somebody moves to a different state, that just frees up the category. Google sends us that pre-qualified candidates list, so we just call, right?
Okay. Can we get on a screen share so you can show me the user experience when they kind of go in and Google something? Or just kind of walk me through it. So if I went to Google right now and I type in keyword search of decorative concrete, are you saying that page one is,
I'll explain. Yeah. Google it real quick and then.
Yeah.
I'll explain to you. Are you on your phone or are you on a computer?
I'm on a computer now.
You're on a computer now? Okay, because sometimes it comes up a little different. So, all right. So, what are you typing in? Decorative concrete near me?
Decorative concrete.
Okay, just decorative concrete. Okay, so either way, it's if you have your location on, you're in Houston, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you type that in, you should get a couple of things. You get usually you get all the way at the top, there's going to be like a sponsored ad section, and it shows like basically right next to each company name where the sponsored ad is. That's called Google Ads or Google Guarantee. If it doesn't have that, then the very next thing, the second thing, is going to be like, it's considered businesses. It's the map section of Google. That's actually where 87% of all the business actually goes to, is that map section. So that is what we mean by the first page. So we'll get you ranking directly on that page, on the first page, all the way at the top, on those 15 different keywords. And then the last thing Google has is the below the map section is considered your organic listing. So that's like your website. That's people just naturally going to your stuff. And whenever you type in decorative concrete, and then you know what I mean? You scroll on the bottom, you should see either your company's name or somebody that's in that area. You know what I mean? But the bread and butter is that map section.
I see. Okay. Okay. Well, I don't even have, man, I'm still waiting for that Google Business Profile page. So, I mean, what would happen if there's already one that's like in flight? And then you come in and create a new one. Is there
there would be a problem with that. So we wouldn't do that because that'd hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that it works on Google, remember, Google is just a really big index. So if you have two things floating around there and you're only using one. You know what I mean? Now Google's going to say, okay, well, which one am I showing? The one that has 50 reviews, the one that has none. So it gets confusing. But let's say you sign up right now. We have a ton of stuff that we have to do on our side. All you have to do is just let us know about the company that has set it up or created. And once it's done, that's something that we would have done anyway. So you technically are about a week ahead of schedule because let's say you didn't do that. If you were to call us today, we would have had a meeting. We still have to do an interview with you, but it's about 30 minutes. But during that time, they would have gone over everything for your Google Business Profile, and we would have done that for you. And it takes about a week to a week and a half for the PIN verification to come in the mail. You get the five-digit code, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I mean, So we would just, you know, basically, once they're done, we would just take over. And that's why we start the Facebook business page, too, with the marketing, because we'll do all that before so you can get some calls prior to your Google Business Profile created, because the max amount of time it takes us to get you on page one with those 15 keywords is 30 to 45 days. That's starting from not having.
Okay, so let's – well, I mean, since it takes like a week or two before the thing is really up and running or goes into effect, can you actually, if I come in now, can you actually start billing, let's say 2 weeks from now? So, you know, it'll cover me for.
Let me, I can find out for you. I'm not sure. Because what, and I'll give you the time frame again. So remember, there's a ton of stuff that we are doing within those first 2 weeks that we're still going to be doing for you. Right. So like even if we did it today, the only thing that would have happened was you would have been a week behind. So you're kind of already a week ahead. So you already bought yourself a week. That first 2 weeks, we're getting you submitted to the top five directories. So we get you submitted to everything that I mentioned to you earlier. And then obviously we'll run your Facebook advertisements on there too. And then by that time, your Google Business Profile will be approved. Once it's approved, we just start immediately. Like I said, the max it takes is 30 to 45 days. I can. I've just reached out. Let me see, because they're probably going to tell me the same thing. But let's see if we could.
Okay.
All right. All right, I'm just waiting. It usually takes like 30 seconds to a minute here, but I mean, what are you thinking? Let's say whether we can or can't, something that you're looking at least to move forward with?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind crying you out. I mean, so you know, the fact that we're on the call, maybe, you know, I believe in fate. Right. So, you know, I'll try it out, but you know, I don't want to make the same mistake that I did where, you know, I've kind of pissed away like almost $1,200 with Yelp and got nothing out of it, and there's no recourse either. So, you know, I want to, you know, make sure that at least my money is actually going towards something, you know, like, you know, I kind of feel like the administrative setup, like the ramping up, that's just part of doing business, right? I shouldn't have to pay for that time. But, you know, what I'm paying for is to actually, once everything is up and running, I'm paying for that exposure and the ongoing maintenance.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, the worst, I've been doing this for 10 years, so the worst I've heard was, I think, $2,700 for Yelp. And he was like, yeah, man, and they told me that, you know, I needed to do this and that, and I had to get reviews on the Yelp account and this. And I'm like, man, you just kept paying them? Like, you know, if you're not getting results after like a month or two, I would think that would be enough to just not move forward with that company. Yeah, but they're promising and this and that. And I feel bad for you guys because, you know, at the end of the day, you guys are really good at what you do, right? You're really good at concrete. Like, you shouldn't have to really worry about other companies, you know, promising you the world and, you know, under-delivering, right? You know, that's what marketing is for. Marketing is for you pay money and then you should get a X amount of return every single month. And that's why our company doesn't do, like month-to-month contracts. You know, you could do it longer. Like you could do it 3, 6, or 12 months if you wanted to save money, but it's not recommended. Everything we do here is just month-to-month.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a leap of faith, but I think it's, hopefully it's a good gamble. I can manage $250, but, you know, I just want to make sure that's deferred a little bit. Especially since we're still waiting for this Google business profile to be stood up.
So if we were to do, like, I just want to clarify what you're asking here. Are you saying, like, let's say we sign up today and you pay the $249 today and you're submitted to our company. What that does is that does stop the phone calls from your area. You get the position and the position is yours. But are you saying that you want a month and 2 weeks until the next billing site? You know what I mean? Are you saying that you don't want the billing to start?
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Yeah, I mean, you can charge it today, but, you know, my next due is not until another 6 weeks from now.
Okay. Yeah, so unfortunately, they said that they wouldn't be able to do that, and they said the exact same reasons that I gave you before, which is it's a little bit too far out because we remember the time frame that I gave you. Within the first week, we're already getting you submitted to those dashboards. We're already getting you submitted to the top five directories that are in the area. I can put in a note here to get you started ASAP for your Facebook business profile to make sure that we're running advertisements on there as soon as we possibly can. The maximum amount of time is within 7 to 14 days. But like I mentioned to you earlier, either way, it would have taken 30 to 45 days for us to rank your business directly on the first page with those 15 keywords. And you got to remember that's a max. You're already a week and a half already ahead of the curve. So you probably want to cut that in half. But again, I'm a fan of under promising and over delivering anyway. So I would say still keep that same time frame, 30 to 45 days. And why don't you I'll just put in a note to start your Facebook marketing sooner. So that way you're still getting calls. That way you can still see the return on investment, but you're going to really see that return on investment month 2, 3, and 4. And you'll be glad that you made that decision because, you know, the position is always yours. You know, we even have people that will sign up with us and they know that they're super busy, but they know that they're going to be like super slow. They'll sign up with us. They'll run us. And then whenever they get to like a point where they're overwhelmed with work, they just pause us. We have a pause feature here.
Right.
Anytime we pause, that means that we're not charging your marketing. Maybe it takes you a month or two for you to get caught up with your work. And then you give us a call because we have you on retainer. That position's always yours. You see what I'm saying? The hardest part is the foot in the door.
Yeah. Is there a retainer fee?
No, none. So yeah, it's, I know I bruised it that quick, but like, let's say you pause us for 2 months. Not only is there no retainer fee, when you come back, we still keep you at $249 a month. $249 a month will be yours permanently until you cancel us and maybe there's a deal later on, but.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Let's do that. Is there an opportunity where if there is a promote that we can actually apply that and take advantage of the lower rate?
So repeat that before I answer. Repeat that one more time just so I have an understanding.
Yeah. If there's a better promotion that comes along in the future, is there a way that I can take advantage of that to reduce the monthly cost?
I'll be honest with you, we're not that type of company. So our pricing only goes higher. So, and what I mean by that is I'm offering you a $99 setup fee that's completely waived. It's originally $499. We usually drop it down to $399, but we got you down to $249. So like I'm quite literally giving you all the discounts that we possibly can up front. That's still going to make sense so you have a return on investment. That is probably going to be the lowest you'll get because I'm only assuming in a year or two, pricing is only going to go up. So it'll probably be like $299 or $349, but you're always going to be locked in at that $249. But if you open up a new business, let's say you open up a new franchise and let's say that you're still with us, 100%, if there's a better discount that we can do on that franchise and we can work something out that way, then yes, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's after how long?
For what exactly? For the discount or?
Yeah.
It's forever. It's for the longevity of as long as you're with us.
Okay. Okay. Oh, sorry. I was distracted trying to read something while you were talking.
That's
yeah.
Okay. I do the same thing, and I'm like lost.
Yeah. So once I lock into this price, I'm locked in, and there's no, it doesn't go up or down either way.
Never. Nope. Not once.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's cool. Let's just give it a shot, Joe. That's fine.
All right. Yeah, I think you'll love it, like I said. There's a couple of things. Everything I said to you so far, I am going to put in writing. So this isn't something that we're just talking about and, you know, we're hoping for the best. So what's a good email address for you that I can, I can send all this to you?
Oh, it's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, dot, mm-hmm. Y-U, at, Concrete Craft, .com.
Crafts with an S?
C-R-F-T. No S.
Okay, no S. All right, perfect. And Kevin, I'm assuming your last name is Yu, Y-U?
Uh-huh. Yep, correct.
All right, perfect. The phone number you want to be found for, 713-353-4135?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And Texas, I know there's two time zones there, so are you guys Central Time right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me update this. Central Time. Okay. And what is the business address?
Business address is, I'll just give you my home for now. 2723.
Okay.
Roxton Road, that's spelled W-R-O-X-T-O-N, R-D for road, and it's Houston, Texas, 77005.
All right, perfect. And the website you guys have, concretecraft.com/Central Houston, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Or if you want, we can list the national website, which has more content.
Okay.
Concretecraft.com.
Yeah. Okay. Does that benefit you, or does it, whatever benefits you the most is what we'll do? Because remember, we're going to get you a bunch of traffic on the first page, so people are going to visit this site.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe, let me see, it's definitely easier if we go to the main, or go to
the
mine, but the main one has more photos and stuff, it's a visual product, so I think they'll get more information, it's more informational,
okay.
But I think the Central Houston one, just a quicker path to schedule consultation. So
okay.
What do you think?
That's a great question, let me think. So if you had to choose between more visual rather than more direct, I would probably say you're the one that has a quicker way for them to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm looking at your website, right, and I'm only saying that because, well, do you have the name of the other website? Let me take a look at the other one real quick.
It's just concretecraft.com.
Oh, okay. I guess I could have figured that out. So let me look at the two. They both actually look the same. Yeah, I mean, it has a little bit more. Honestly, I would just do yours.
Okay.
Central Houston
TX. Right, go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm looking at both of them. Yeah, okay, this is good. All right, couple of things here, and then we'll close the listing out, and then we'll schedule a time that you'll meet with our team. Like I said, it's like a 30-minute interview that we'll do with you, but before we do that, I do want to prepare them. Do you remember or do you know the keywords that you want to be found for? You get to choose up to 15. It doesn't have to be a single word. It could be a whole phrase if you want it. It doesn't have to be detailed. You could be as generic as possible because our team will research all this. We'll find the highest traffic and the highest paying keywords. So if you want to be generic, that's fine too.
Okay. Let me get you that list. Let me see. Where's the keywords?
keywords. Here it is. Do concrete repair.
Okay.
Resurface concrete. Boost. Okay. Concrete repair, resurface concrete, concrete paving, driveway construction, patio porch construction. Do seal coating.
Seal coating. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Stain concrete.
Stain?
Stained. S-T-A-N.
Okay. Yeah. Stain.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Stamp concrete.
Okay.
And then stain resurface. Oh, polish concrete.
Okay.
And then I think the generic term for everything that I do is decorative concrete.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So.
Decorative concrete. Got it. Okay. Cool. Yeah. All right. This isn't final either. So if you come up with more by the time you have that meeting with our team, just let them know at that point too. You know what I mean? So, no stress. This isn't like the final. Okay.
Yeah. And we're not really, relying on a Google business profile yet either, right? Because when you're adding my website to the other directories, you're literally adding that website.
It's that exact website. Yeah, because they're all separate. Okay. Google is one, website's another, Facebook's another. So those are three separate things.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
And is there a way you can protect the privacy? Like, since I'm officing out of my home, is
absolutely
there a way to kind of hide? Yeah, okay.
Yep, I apologize. You know, I've been doing this long enough to know that question's coming up. So usually when I get their home address, I ask, hey, do you want us to hide it? Because your home address, so I apologize. So yes, we can hide your address on your Google business profile and really anywhere else that you don't want people to like show up. So that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. And then the zip code that you want to be found for, you're doing a 25 to 40 miles. On this plan, you can do up to 50 miles if you want it. So 40 is perfect. I'm assuming the zip code that we got earlier, that's the one that you want to go off of, the zip code in Houston?
Yes. Yeah. That's central or downtown Houston. So, yeah, we can go 50 miles out. In fact, I also cover 50? Galveston, which is technically farther away, but, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 50 is fine. Yeah.
Okay, let's do 50. Let's max it out. So I'll do 50. I always want to be respectful because, you know, even though 50 is better, it's, you know, if people don't want to drive that far, you know, we don't want to get calls from people. You know what I mean? That's too far. But if you're willing, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just added that. All right. Now, next things next is the payment. So we'll close the listing out now and then we'll schedule a time to meet with the team because this is going to be it comes up as Google Marketing. So it is a tax write-off. So if you have a business card, we recommend using that. If you have any other debit card, I mean, that works too. I like to remind people of that. So the card you're going to use, I'm assuming the address is the 2723, or is it different?
That's correct. It's the same.
Perfect. Okay. And then whenever you're ready, is that a Master Visa Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa. Perfect. Okay. And whenever you're in a safe location, we'll do the card number, expiration, and then 3 digits on the back.
Okay. It's the card number is 4154. 1775 3552
Mm-hmm.
7826.
Okay. All right, perfect. And expiration?
0325.
Perfect. Expiration? 3 digits on the back, sir.
519.
519. All right. All right, I just updated that, so we are good to go there. And I'm going to read you off a voice verification. Basically, what this does is that it reiterates everything we went through. I know I went through a couple of things with you as far as the monthly billing, as far as the terms and conditions, things like that. So this is another time that I'm going to run through it. So if you have any other questions or concerns, just let me know. I'll be happy to readdress them, all right?
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Yep, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline a service agreement with Local Splash and is to add a form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Concrete Craft, Central Houston.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Yu, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And do you want to, I don't know if you're working with anybody else, do you want to add an administrative contact onto this account? They'll have the same exact access as you. They can call in on behalf of you, do everything yourself, or is it just you?
No, just me.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, obviously, we want to make sure that we're staying in communication with each other. I know you have that other company right now that at least created that Google Business profile for you. We'll schedule another time here, but there may be some times that we call you. And, Kevin, if we do, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to move the needle forward. Obviously, it's the quicker, the better. We do understand that you're working. You know, you don't have to drop what you're doing to answer it. But anytime you do get a chance to give us a call back, give us a call back. That way, again, we can push that needle forward. So, hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Yes. And your initial payment, that would be today, 226 of 24, in amount of only $249. I did waive the $99 setup fee there for you, and I did reduce the monthly cost. This is going to be locked in. So your second payment will be automatic, 26 of every month, and only $249. Mm-hmm. As I stated earlier, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. It's the exact same phone number we're going to be calling you from all the time. You can contact me directly, Kevin. I'll give you my direct extension. I'll give you my email address. You can even text me if you wanted to. So any question or concern you have, I'll make sure that I'll be available for you as well. And do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to process this now. It takes about 30 seconds. While it's processing, I'm going to look at my calendar. How's your schedule looking today? Do you want us to try to schedule that in today? Do you want us to try to schedule that in tomorrow? Actually, I think we're booked up today. It has to be tomorrow. Sorry.
Let's do Wednesday, if that's...
Wednesday works. Yeah, I was going to say you could do Wednesday. Yep. Yeah, Wednesday works. Let me see. So we got 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. So, let's do, I think it'll take, an hour maybe?
30 minutes, maybe 45 depending on your questions, but that's all.
Okay. Let's do 10 a.m. then.
10 a.m. works for us. So let me get you in there before somebody takes it. And it looks like it did go green here on our side. So the listing is officially closed. So congratulations. Uh-huh. We are also going to send you that email that has all your information on there. We also send you a text message too. So you should get a text message here in the next 30 seconds. It's like a welcome to Local Splash. There'll be some terms and conditions there with a link. You can click on that and fill those out. We'll get you in there for, this is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Cancel this. You said 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay, yeah, that's what I had. Okay, for some reason I thought 11. So 10 a.m. on Wednesday. We're pretty good at sending reminders, but you know, however you typically set reminders for yourself, just maybe it'd be good to set yourself one as well, because when we call you, like I said, it only takes like 30 minutes. If you're busy, just answer and just ask them to reschedule, and they'll reschedule right there on the spot for you, okay?
Okay, all right. And will you be sending an invite as well?
I am literally doing that. I'm trying to do that, multitask and talk and do that at the same time. So it's actually coming right now. So give me one second. Okay. And I just sent it right now. So invite has been sent to you. Create an invite here. Like I said, if you think of anything else, when they call you, that's going to be the time to do it, because they're going to do a white glove service for you, so they're going to make sure that everything is taken care of. So any other questions, concerns, they'll be able to answer for you, all right? Do you have any, at least for right now, that I can answer?
No, I think we should be good. I look forward to your, I just got your email, Joey. Appreciate everything.
Yeah, I appreciate your time too. You know, it's very exciting to get you guys signed up. You know, it's always signing somebody up for the first time, because, you know, they tried other services, and when they come to us and see what we're able to do, it's a world of a difference. So we do appreciate your patience with us too. We'll get you a call on Wednesday. If you have any other questions in between then, don't hesitate. You can call me directly, shoot me a text or email. I'll send you another text message right now that has my info on it then, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
All right, Kevin, you have a great day,
Joey.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
All right.